Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Mary Beth Peters, the Register of Copyrights. And joining us in our conversation is John Lanehart.
Mary Beth, I'd like to turn our attention to innovation and technology, and certainly the Copyright Office has been very much involved in that throughout its history. They've added new technologies as the eras progress, such as photographs, movies, to its list of protected works. Today, with the widespread use of the Internet and born digital, what new considerations does Internet and these creative mediums bring to the registration of copyrights into your office?
Probably what we're facing today is unlike anything that we've faced in the past. Copyright from its early days dealt with physical objects. So you created a book, you created a manuscript. It was something physical, and there was something physical that you could transfer to your friend or sell. Even with born digital, there are things that are still physical. There are CDs, there are DVDs, they're digital. But when you talk about the Internet and when you talk about online works, it's totally different. It's evanescent. It's maybe in a file, but it's constantly being changed. People don't save it. Today, what we're struggling with the most are websites. People create websites, and that creates material that they themselves have created, material that they have borrowed, maybe with or without permission, clearly stuff that's in the public domain. And those websites have links, and they change constantly. And there's no physical object. And yet people want to protect it. It's still music. It's still a photograph. It's still a story. And how do you register something that's changing constantly, that links to other things, that doesn't really have a physical artifact in the way that we had it in the past? And I can tell you that we have been struggling with this for 2 or 3 years. And we haven't really come to grips with what the best way to do this is. From the library that's looking at acquiring material, they're very concerned because they want to be able to acquire websites, and they're concerned if they wait till people choose to register, and then, or we demand that people send us a copy, that the work will have changed significantly or disappeared. So those are issues that have no easy answers that we continue to work with.
The Internet has content, and I think you described that it's changing. I'm just curious about the Internet in terms of its ability to share information. So I could imagine taking a picture of the websites you described, and maybe that would freeze it. But now I'm trying to imagine the Internet. It's like people put stuff out there, and they think it's free. How is that challenging you?
Actually, that is challenging everybody. That is challenging the Congress. That is challenging the courts. That's challenging us. It's the revolution, as opposed to evolution, of the online environment that is actually putting a huge stress on how the legal system should focus its attention in making sure that authors are protected. They continue to have the incentives to be able to write and to get a monetary reward so that they can live off what they've chosen to be their career. The problem is that the Internet is global. Boundaries disappear. Copyright has always been territorial. We have a United States copyright law. It covers the U.S., and yet you put it up on the Internet and it's everywhere. The second thing is that what you mentioned, when people see material on the Internet, they see it as available, free. Some of the peer-to-peer networks, Kazaa and Napster before them, created an atmosphere in which people learned that they could get anything they wanted and they didn't have to pay for it. That actually is a problem that has to be dealt with. Another piece that we haven't quite figured out. Nobody would go in a bookstore and steal a book if they're an honorable citizen. When it's downloading, it's perceived as a totally different activity. And the same kinds of ethical considerations don't go into downloading. So there's a lot of work to be done to get the law right, but there's a huge amount of work to educate the public on what copyright is, what its benefits are, and what activities really should give money back to the authors and disseminators of those works so they can continue to write and make works available.
Is this a manageable problem?
On any given day, I'll tell you no. It's got to be. We have to solve it. This nation, in many ways, and its strengths, has to do with the creative efforts of our citizens and people who live here. And whether it's a copyright or it's a patent with invention, that's been the base of our economy. Copyright industries are at the forefront of our economy. We have to find a way to make the system work. We know we have to adjust the legal system. The biggest problem, I would say, perhaps, is that those who deal with copyrighted works have not found a successful business model in the internet. And so they're struggling. And they need to find a successful model fairly soon because the law will respond to what those models are.
Several years ago, the Copyright Office developed a pilot program for receiving and processing digital applications. CORDS, or the Copyright Office Electronic Registration, Recordation, and Deposit System. Wondering how that pilot project worked and what are the benefits that you saw from it?
It was a great success in what we were trying to accomplish. The registration system is a very complicated system. It has to respond to all users all over the world with all types of works. And there are many things that people get wrong along the way. So the system has to be able to respond to all of the errors and try to avoid those errors. We learned that it could be done. So we had a think tank in Reston, Corporation for National Research Initiatives, develop the system. So it was developed. It did work as a prototype. Probably 5% of what we do is coming in through it. So we proved the concept.
Now, are you going to take what you learned from that to develop a new system in the future?
Yes. We're basically taking what we did and we're making it into a production model. And we'll do that over the next few years. We learned a lot of things. We learned about how much customer support has to be there because that's a transition that we had never been involved with for the other end. With regard to the people who use the system, we've listened to their comments, and we're building all of that into our future plans.
We've heard others in government say that electronic service delivery has to be more than just putting papers online. How are you thinking about dealing with this activity?
Actually, we've been thinking about it for quite some time. When people used to ask for information, we'd send them printed material. Now all of that is on our website, and it can't be just the same as paper. You have to have searching techniques. You have to have software that basically allows all of their questions to be answered and for them to find that material. We basically have to figure out customer support. As we tell people, well, it's online, you have to tell them how to get it. And you have to have ways in which they can get text only and not deal very much with pictures because images take a lot more space. Our goal is basically to, as we go online, to figure out how we can make it better for the user, whether it's someone just seeking information about copyright or someone who wants to register a work or record a document, or they want to look up and find whether or not a particular work was registered and who owns it. Whatever the piece of information they're looking for, we've got to make it so they can find it as quickly and as easily as they possibly can. And that involves, you know, graphic artists, software designers, listening to what people are telling you. And I think we've been working at that for several years.
Are there some things that you simply won't be able to put online? I couldn't help but think that the reason there's so many lawyers involved in this is things are so complex. And so I'm trying to imagine if it's just some things people are going to have to think about.
With regard to what we put online, the only issue that we've had, and this comes from patent lawyers, not copyright lawyers, patent lawyers think we should put the works online. And our response is that that's what publishers do. Publishers actually make works available. And we get them so that there's a record of what, in fact, has been registered, and that that copy can be used in litigation if it has to. But it serves copyright owners and it serves the public. But no, in general, we're looking at, you know, it's always cost-benefit. What is it that the public is really needing to know as quickly as possible? What's the best way that we can get it to them? And are there any legal restraints in our making that information available? And because we're an office of public record, on the whole, that's really not too difficult an issue. Our aim is to make as much as possible available, unless there's a restriction.
It's a good stopping point. We've got to go to a break. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation about management with Mary Beth Peters of the Library of Congress. This is the Business of Government Hour.